David and Ali on the run. On Red Radio. So, Ali, I really wonder who has a better Twitter account, myself or President Donald J. Trump?
You know, Dave, I don't know much about Twitter, but I have seen what President Donald Trump puts on there, and I think you might have the better Twitter account, I've got to be honest.
Okay, but let me tell you something about my Twitter account,
okay?
All of my tweets are banging. They are top-class tweets, all right? Red Hill students that follow me might slightly disagree. They might have a slightly different opinion, all right? But I agree. I don't think President Trump can compare to me.
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't actually seen your Twitter account personally, but I mean,
that is shameful.
I could definitely argue that you have the better account.
We will be ending the show right here because Ali has not.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna go cry in the corner real quick.
But actually, recently President Trump has been having a go at the Democratic candidates, Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg.
Oh, wow.
And it's been quite entertaining to watch, I must be honest.
I mean, I've just seen a few comments here and there of how he attacks poor little Greta Thunberg. And like, so I can imagine this guy going at Bernie Sanders on Twitter. What kind of things has he been saying? Do you know?
I'm looking at his account now. I think he's just been going at all their credibility and all of their ratings
seriously?
And things like that.
I think that's so funny. How ironic.
From a completely neutral standpoint.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, from a completely neutral standpoint, it's just very entertaining to watch.
I can imagine. Yeah. Most things are.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I've just heard that Camilla's in our studio and she's actually got a really cute story on President Donald Trump. So, can we tune into Camilla?
Let's do
it. Hey, guys. So, the former White House physician, Dr. L. Jackson, has described to the New York Times his plot to introduce more veggies into the president's heavy junk food diet. He says the exercise stuff never took off as much as he wanted it to, but they were working on his diet, making the ice cream less accessible and putting cauliflower into his mashed potatoes.
That's quite brilliant. I think that's so funny.
I need that. I need someone to do that for me.
I need someone to lock my freezer. Just like say, no ice cream today.
No, because we were talking about this earlier, right? And we have an ice cream store like next to my house at Dane.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I can't say the name.
at a location. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called La Cremosa.
Yes, I know it.
Oh, it is the best ice cream store ever. And I cannot get enough of it. And it's just, quite frankly, it is messing with my physical health.
But also, like, you can walk there, hey?
Yes.
If you wanted to. We will not disclose where, but you could walk there.
I could.
Every afternoon for just a quick scoop.
I could. But that's the thing. I Uber Eats it to my house.
Oh, my God.
So I do not burn anything. And it's 115 rand for 500 mils.
Oh, my God.
And the 500 mils doesn't quite satisfy me. So
How much money are you spending on ice cream?
No, but it's not my money. So.
I don't think this is a good trait to have. Yeah. It's a bad personality trait. Yeah. I think you and Donald Trump might share this one, though. Because it sounds like he can't keep his hands off ice cream. I mean, I think it's quite interesting how he puts cauliflower in his they put cauliflower in his mashed potatoes.
I wonder what cauliflower and ice cream would taste like.
No, that's disgusting, David. Yeah. Thank you for putting that image in my head on a Monday morning. I do my hair tall, check my hair. 10,000
hours and 10,000 more. Nothing but non-stop on Red Radio. For the students, by the students.